Sport in Ireland. The Irish love sport. They play all the major international ones, such as soccer, rugby, and golf, and many of their athletes and sports personalities become internationally famous, such as Manchester United's captain, Roy Keane. However, there are also lots of other uniquely Irish sports in Ireland, such as Gaelic football, hurling, and camogie. Hey, I never heard of any of those, you may say. What the hell is camogie? Well, don't worry, we'll explain. A totally new sport. Gaelic football is only played in Ireland and in Irish communities in other countries. It all started in the 19th century. At the time, Ireland was occupied by the English and was part of the British Empire. The English dominated political life in Ireland. Many Irish people were against this and tried hard to maintain their way of life and aspects of their unique culture. Late in the 19th century, they set up an organization known as the Gaelic Athletic Association, which wanted to promote Irish sports. The people in this association said, "Hey, this isn't on. All our kids are playing soccer, and some are even playing rugby. They shouldn't be playing those bleeding English sports. We'll have to do something about it." So what did they do? Well, they invented a totally new sport and called it Gaelic football. The new sport did the trick, and this is one of the most popular sports in Ireland today. In fact, this is the reason why the Irish international soccer team isn't as good as it could be, because many of the most talented footballers choose to play Gaelic football instead of soccer. Incidentally, until 1970, anyone playing a foreign sport, such as soccer, was banned from playing Gaelic football. Rugby and football. So, how do you play this game? It's quite simple, really. Gaelic football is a bit like a mixture between soccer and rugby. Of course, the Gaelic Athletic Association would hate to hear this said about their game. But the fact is, the game is very similar to these two English sports. Just like in rugby, the goals are H-shaped. However, there is a goalie, just like in soccer. You get a point if you put the ball over the crossbar, and a goal worth 3 points if you get it under the crossbar and past the goalie, just like in soccer. You can hold the ball, but you can't pick it up directly off the ground. It is played with 15 players in each team, and there are 40 minutes in each half. Tough boys. These days, Gaelic football is a semi-contact sport. In theory, physical fights for the ball are banned. This rule was written in 1887. Although you are allowed to shoulder your opponent and use one hand to get the ball. However, in practice, it does get quite violent. In fact, the most exciting parts of the match are the scraps between the teams, and even the coaches have been known to join in from time to time. It's all good, clean fun, though, and the two teams will join each other afterwards for a pint of Guinness and laugh about the punches and bruises. Sometimes the players have had a fair few scoops the night before the match, and they are tough boys who have no problem getting out on the pitch next morning. Competitions. These days, Gaelic football is strictly amateur. This means that no one gets paid to play, and most people play and train after work or on weekends. Throughout the country, there are school leagues, local team leagues, and a countrywide league. There are two important finals, the Irish Club League, which is held in Croke Park, Dublin, the largest stadium in Ireland, on the 17th March, St. Patrick's Day, and the Inter-County Final, which is held in September. The largest ever crowd for the Club League final was in 1961, when more than 90,000 people came to Dublin. However, many more than that usually travel there. They watch the match in a pub near to the ground or in the city center, ready to join in the celebrations which will follow if their county wins the Sam Maguire Cup. Even if their team loses, people usually take it philosophically and hope for better luck next year. They will drink nearly as much as the fans of the winning team, and often in the same pubs. The rival fans exchange jests, slagging, and serious commentary, but hardly ever anything else. In contrast to soccer, the rivalry between teams is nearly always very friendly, and the fights are restricted to the pitch. Your game. If you are in Ireland, you may like to see a game for yourself. Tickets for the finals are like gold dust, but it's quite easy to see a regular match in one of the stadiums around the country. First, drive around on a Sunday and you'll see lots of these games on local pitches. Unfortunately, it isn't that easy to join in yourself, as the locals don't believe that you know the rules. However, if you tell them what you have just learned from this article, they may let you join in the celebrations after the match, which is, of course, the most important part of any sport. So that's Gaelic football for you. But what about the other sports? Hurling. Hurling is another traditionally Irish sport. In fact, it is the oldest field sport in Europe. Apparently, the heroes of Irish myths and legends played the game in varying forms before it was regulated in the 8th century. It was forbidden by the conquering English in the 12th century and revived by the Gaelic Athletic Association in 1894. The easiest way to describe it is as something similar to hockey taking to its extreme. Hurling is played with a stick and a ball on a pitch about 200 meters by 150. The stick is called a hurl or hurley and has a wide flat end so that you can carry the hard leather ball called a slither as you run. The slither can be hit into the air, caught in the hand, and kicked. The slither is often thrown from one end of the pitch to the other, and sometimes it goes straight through the goalpost for a point. This means that a player can score a goal in just a couple of seconds, making hurling the fastest field sport in the world. Pints. If Gaelic football is for tough men, then hurling is for madmen. It is one of the toughest games you can play, mainly because the players have a stick at their disposal as well as fists. They don't have any protection either. In school leagues, a helmet is obligatory, but not at inter-county level, and is scorned by many players. If you ask them about it, they'll say something like this.
Helmets? Sure, they're only for sissies. Have I ever had a fractured skull? Yes, just a couple of times, but it was nothing to worry about. I went out with a lad for a few pints after the match, and I felt grand.
The hurling final is held about a month before the football final, and is just as well attended. However, not as many people play the sport, which may have something to do with a wealthy fear of fractured skulls and other injuries. Camogie. Camogie is the female version of hurling. It was started in 1897 and the rules were written in 1904. Camogie differs slightly from hurling as the pitch is slightly smaller and there are only 12 players. Also, when you watch a camogie match, you are likely to see a bit of hair pulling as well as all the punching and scraps. So now you know all about Irish sports. You can go and watch a game the next time you go to Ireland. Or perhaps you'd like to start your very own Gaelic football, hurling, or camogie team. Contact the Gaelic Athletic Association and we're sure they'll want to help you. Gaelic football. The accepted abbreviation of Gaelic football is GAA, which is also an abbreviation of the Gaelic Athletic Association. It doesn't make any logical sense to call Gaelic football GAA, but that's all part of the fun of the game.